8-Channel News, Wednesday, April 21st, 2010, UVic Rabbits.
But the rabbits at the University of Victoria keep on multiplying, and with classes coming to an end very soon, the hundreds and hundreds of bunnies will soon have the campus all to themselves. Maybe not for long. UVic has run out of ideas to deal with the population, and a rabbit cull is one of the few remaining options. Some think that the killing has started already.
Wrong. Emotions were running high at the University of Victoria today.
Let the rabbits live.
A small group of activists gathered to voice their outrage about what they say the university plans to do with the feral rabbit population.
We demand that the University of Victoria seek non-lethal population control methods.
There are an estimated 1,500 bunnies hopping around the UVic campus. The school says the rabbits are causing thousands of dollars in damage, tearing up playing fields and burrowing under buildings.
We're targeting the concept of creating rabbit control zones to maintain a healthy population of, sustainable population of rabbits in certain areas on campus. And then we're also going to identify rabbit-free zones where we need to remove rabbits completely because of the problems that they cause.
The university says that would require a big change in population, ideally cutting the number of rabbits to just under 300. The activists believe the school has already started to kill the bunnies.
University has turned around and they've already started killing the rabbits at night. There's certain areas in the campus that have already been depopulated,
something the school denies.
Totally false. It's not happening.
But they're not ruling it out.
There's no plan for a massive cull of rabbits. There might be some consideration for removal of rabbits in areas where we're really concerned about safety. And that's a distinct possibility.
The university insists the bunnies will be killed humanely in veterinary offices. Instead, rabbit activists want the school to capture, sterilize, and release the animals, something that's been tried in the past, but failed. The BCSPCA says right now the animals are in bad shape. Some are malnourished and others are injured. They admit killing them off may be necessary.
Well, they're not living a good quality life out there. They're malnourished, they're injured, they're diseased. They have a very, very short life.
But everyone involved agrees something needs to be done to control the rabbit population.
Well, as Harlan joins us now, Mort Louise, the university has tried a lot of things. Is killing the rabbits the only option left?
No, actually, the school is looking at some other options as well. There's veterinarians that are offering to sterilize the animals for free, and the school is considering that. They plan on announcing a long-term management plan for the animals by the end of June. Husband?
All right, we'll be watching Louise Harlan for Louise. Thanks.